The shiur that we're going to be covering a really, really, really important halacha, which is nagah to so many different shailas in Hilchos Shabbos, which is the concept of shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. It's one of the three places Shulchan Aruch. I think it's three places Shulchan Aruch speaks about it. Okay, let's just get there. This will be Sif Chav Aleph. Let's just get there. Sif Chav. Okay, we're up to Simon Tov Kuf Pei Vav. Sif Chav is bottom line of page 120. Nasan shofar lesoich shofar. Okay, what happens if you're doing a shofar lesoich shofar, which means you put one shofar into another shofar? Say you have a shofar that is much larger than this, and you're able to put it, this shofar, into the larger shofar. Imagine that. Are you allowed to do that? Well, you can't imagine it. No, well, if it's really large and the other one is really small, shofar lesoich
shofar. One is
a
ram. How
do
you say ram in English?
How do you
ram.
Say? Ram.
Resh
alef
mem.
Resh
alef
mem.
It's
also. Yeah. Re'em. Yeah. Maybe. So if that would be the shayla. If you put one shayfa into another shayfa, so what's the halacha then? One shayfa into another shayfa. So Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Ima pnimi oidev al achitzo in mishnei tzdodov. If the inner one is larger than the outer one for both sides, v'nos na pnimi, and the inside one he puts befiv into his mouth with takaboy, and he blows in. He blows with it. Kosher, it's fine. So imagine this would be the. Let's make this into the. Okay, let's make this into the smaller one, and then you have a bigger one. If it goes from, if you, if, well, so if the point being that if the inner one is the one that you're blowing, so if it protrudes from this side and it protrudes from that side, if the inner one is the one that protrudes from this side and from that side, might be another one over here, but if there's an, yeah, if it's protruding from both sides, then it's kosher.
Why is this case came up? Why is this situation come up?
Why did it come up?
Yeah.
Okay, I hear. Not sure. I can't. Yeah. Did I maybe? Yeah. The talk about kosher. Why is that? Because we're going to be saying that what sound is the sound that he heard? The one that is actually, yeah, the one that is blowing, the one that is protruding, that's the one he's blowing. So it comes out from this side and from that side, it's kosher. Velinir says the Ramah, da'afilu im eino bolit b'tzad harochov, rak shove lechitzon. He said, even if it's, you know what, even if the outer one and the inner one are about the same from this side, hoil ve bolit b'tzad hapeh, as long as the inner one is longer on this side than by the mouthpiece, but the kamba pnimin, you're blowing from the inner one. Yotza yoytze ken nirali. That's what it sounds like for me. So the Ramah says you don't have to have it protruding from both sides, as long as you actually the mouthpiece from the inner one is the one that is coming out, and that's effectively the one you're blowing. Then who cares about this over here? So even if it's about equal on that side, it doesn't really matter, and you're going to be yoytze. That's what the Ramah's opinion is. Yeah. Good question. Because over there, we are affecting the noise, the sound of the shofar. Over here, we are assuming that if you're blowing from this side, the fact that it's covered, as it were, from another shofar, it doesn't affect the sound. That's the assumption. No, we're saying equal. We're saying it's about equal, we're saying. They're both equal. Yeah, even then it's going to be kosher. Fine, that's the halach with regards to shofar, gabi shofar. This is all, as I just mentioned, and it's all as long as the sound does not change. If the sound is affected by that, as Emanuele is pointing out now, if the sound is affected, then it's a problem. If the sound is affected by these two shofars, then you're not yoytze. So this whole halacha of shofar gabi shofar, that we're saying that if it's protruding from one side, or according to the Shulchan Aruch, both sides, that you're yoytze, that's only true if the sound is not affected. Which I think is probably more likely to be the case, right? I think that normally the sound won't change by having another shofar on. Probably not. But that's takada halacha. Okay, Sif Chav Aleph. Pardon? Because that would for sure, that would certainly be affected by the inner one. Sif Chav Aleph. Okay, shofar, that's our new halacha altogether. Very, very interesting halacha. Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah. Okay, this halacha, Sif Chav Aleph, and Chav Beis, in fact, is the halacha, are you allowed to be, it's a new topic altogether, new subject. Are you allowed to be oiva and issa in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar Rosh Hashanah? Am I allowed to do something be'issa, am I allowed to be mechalel Shabbos in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar if needed? Am I allowed to do that or not? You're saying, no, better not to be oiva and issa rather than to, yeah? So this is the halacha of Yentziv Chav Aleph. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah. Ein shofar shel Rosh Hashanah. Ein mechallelin olav yom tov. You are not allowed to be mechallel yom tov for the shofar. Afilu bedavar sheyesh b'mishum shvus. Even if the issa that you're going to transgress is only going to be an issa derabbanon, nevertheless you are not allowed to be over an issa derabbanon in order to fulfill the mitzvah of shofar. Ketzad, how is that? Hayashofar b'roish ha'ilon. Imagine the shofar for some reason or another is landed up on top of a tree. Now we know there's an issa of climbing up a tree on Shabbos. To climb up a tree is an issa. It's a derabbanon. So would you be allowed to climb up the tree in order to get the shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Alternatively, oy me'ever ano, need to cross a river in order to obtain the shofar. We're not to cross a river on Shabbos. You're not to cross a river on Shabbos in order to get hold of the shofar. Ve'en a shofar elu, and there's no other shofar in town besides that particular shofar. So the halacha is einoy oile be'ilen. Don't go up the tree to get the shofar. Ve'en a shot up ne'amayim. Don't cross the river. Don't swim across the river. Kedei lavi in order to bring it. You're not allowed to be over on an isad rabbonon in order to get the shofar. Let's stop here and let's look at the Mishnah Berurah over here. Sifkot Chov Pei Beis. Ein Mechalalin. Why is it that you're not allowed to? Why not? Because you would have argued that what would you have claimed? Absolutely. That's right. That's what we have said. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Pei Beis. Mishum the chilul yom tev ba'asei v'lo isasei. To the chilul of yom tev, to transgress an issa on yom tev, is both a positive and a negative transgression. It's asei lo isasei. V'shofar hu rak asei. And shofar is merely an asei, a positive mitzvah. Ve'en odoicha, it's not pushed away. You're not pushing away. If you're going to end up blowing the shofar, so it's going to be, you're going to fulfill a positive mitzvah, but on the way, you've been over a lois aseh and an aseh of Yom Tov. And that, you're not allowed to do that. There is a big problem about this Mishnah Berurah over here. There's a big problem about this Mishnah Berurah. It's not really a problem. It's actually, well, it's pointed out in Shai Tzion. But there's a kash over here that would you normally say aseh doich lois aseh? The shofar is taka only an assay. But imagine chilul yom tov would only be a lois assay. Would you say that you're not to do it? Why not? That's right. Very good. It's not be'idin. There's a rule. We only say assay doich lois assay if it's simultaneous. The example would be, pardon? Tzitzis, that's right. That's right. A very good example. Tzitzis would really be shatnas. Here it's not. When are you going to be doing the Issa of Chil Yom Tov? Yeah, but it has to be the same. When is it? What time? It has to be the same second. It has to be literally simultaneous. You're crossing the river, you're climbing up the tree. That's not when you're fulfilling the mitzvah. You're only fulfilling the mitzvah a bit later. So that is a rule of Be'idna. It's called the rule of Be'idna. And we never say a mitzvah is pushed away by another mitzvah. We never say, Asay Doi Chalois Asay. Unless it's mamash the same time. Or chatnas is a good example. Chatnas by tzitzis. When really, tzitzis does contain chatnas. So we're going to say you're fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis at the same time. Then you have the oivon chatnas. So it's simultaneous, and therefore we say aseh doich lo isaseh. Another example is marrying your sister-in-law that you're not allowed to do. But yibum, mitzvah yibum, pushes it away. Mitzvah yibum, right? When there's no children. So that would be also an example of aseh doich lo isaseh, where it's simultaneous. It's simultaneous. And always, that's the rule of Be'idna. So over here, it wouldn't be Be'idna. And that's really a bit of a cash on the Mishnah Berurah, because it does bring that reason over here. And that, he seems to be saying that you would normally say, Aseh Doich Halois Aseh. But over here, why are you not saying, Aseh Doich Halois Aseh? Because it's an Aseh Lois Aseh. So that's why it's not pushed away. That's a bit of a cash. But the truth is, Shai Tzion points out that anyway, he says that it's not the main reason. He says there's an additional reason over here, in Shifkot and Kuf Tezain. I am Baran, the Gemorah Kusha de Milzinoka, the Belavochi. Anyway, Halo Ein Aseh Doich Halois. Tanoza say hecha rak hecha de beidna de meka lav mekayim asay. It's in dos point that it needs to be beidna. I said that it's two reasons really. Yeah.
I know that the chacham word goes you shouldn't blow shofar on Shabbos anyway.
Correct.
But why would we not say that? And asay is why would the rabbanim here be goyza in place of a deraisa?
Say that again. Why?
Why would the
leave out Shabbos? Let's say it's just Yom Tov. Leave out Yom Tov. Yeah.
All these tikkunos and gezeros mid rabbanim and shofar is deraisa.
Correct.
So why are we not more about the deraisa than the rabbanim, except for the fact that we already know that they were?
You're saying why?
Why would the fact that normally a deraisa is more important than the rabbanim?
Correct. Because they don't have to. There's no need for them to push away these derabonons. On normal circumstances, you don't need to be over on climbing up the tree in order to fulfill mitzvah shofar. On the normal circumstance, I don't need to climb a tree to blow the shofar. So they didn't cancel off that isa derabonon. Does that make sense? Why should there be matin universal isa derabonon just because he's a shlamazel?
No, what I'm suggesting is that I'm trying to understand. It's a question of it's an explicit tikkuna in place of a deraisa, as opposed to they were just going to like look. I'm saying normally would not a deraisa override anyway, unless they explicitly made it not override.
Not necessarily. It wouldn't necessarily. If I'm understanding you correctly, which I'm not sure I do, it wouldn't necessarily. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. He did. Sure, he did.
So then how can
you
come? You said the
Shaosian
brings a problem with what the Mishnah
Berurah
said.
No, I'm saying that the Mishnah Berurah is bringing you reason, which is, what were you asking that?
You said the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot,
Pei Beis,
he brings his reason.
Said, it's a bit schwer, that reason alone is.
The Shaosian brings that it's not so, that it's. I thought you were saying that the Shaosian kind of contradicts.
No. Yeah, well, all I'm saying is that the Mishnah Berurah itself, that reason itself is a bit hard to understand. In Shaitzin, no, of course, the Chofetz Chaim did write Shaitzin, definitely.
But I thought you were saying the Shaitzin pointed out that
it was. No, he wrote it himself. He did write it later, actually. Right. So therefore, some poskim say that if there is a contradiction, not here, but if there is a contradiction between Shaitzin and Mishnah Berurah, some say there's in Hilchos Shabbos in a few places, there's contradictions between Shaitzin and Mishnah Berurah. So some poskim say that the Shaitzin is a din of a basoi. But over here, it's not necessarily. No. Okay. Sifkot and Pebeis, Mishum Shvus. V'chachomim hishvu divrem shal teure, v'emidu divrem b'shev v'altaise b'mokha ma'asei. He said, over here, you can't just be over on a derabonon in order to fulfill a deraisa. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Pedalet gives an additional few examples. He says, v'uaden, similarly also, de'ein mevi'in oise mechotz letchum. You do not, if you have got a shofar, let's say you're in a, can you think of a village not all that far from here?
Bournewood.
Good one, yeah. Okay, so if Bournewood is outside the Tchum, if it is, yeah, which could be it isn't, but let's say Bournewood is outside the Tchum. So now, and in Bournewood, for arguments I'm just making up, there is no shofar on Oshana. Would the inhabitants of Bournewood, on Oshana, they realizing, oh, where is our shofar, would they be allowed to come to Edgewood to pick up a shofar on Yom Tov and bring it to Bournewood? Would they be allowed to do that? Yes or no? Says the Mishnah Berurah, going out of the tchum is an issa d'rabbanon she'ein mevin oisim mechutz tchum. You don't bring a shofar outside the tchum, from outside the tchum into that to blow the shofar. You're going to ask me, well, that's the whole keil over there is not going to be fulfilling the mitzvah of shofar. The answer is tough. It's an issa d'rabbanon. You can't be over an issa d'rabbanon in order to fulfill the deraisa. Ve'ein lechutz tchum kedei lishmea kol shofar. You know only that, but even to walk outside the tchum, just to you personally listen to the shofar, that also you wouldn't be allowed to go. You can't walk yourself outside the tchum. So if a yid in Bournewood wants to come here to listen to the shofar, that also wouldn't be allowed to if it's outside the tchum. V'adim kol issa d'rabbanon, any issa d'rabbanon can go no farther off galavonim. Imagine a case that there is. A stone fell on the shofar. If it's stam stones, they're going to be mukta. You don't have to remove mukta to get the shofar out. I know somebody told me of a shayla that there was a, I don't know exactly technically how that works, but there was a stocker box on a shofar. I don't know practically, it's a bit wobbly, but never mind that point. There was a stocker box on a shofar, and they only realized on Yom Tov. could they remove the mukta to get the shofar? The answer is no. It's almost like galavonim. You can't. It's mukta. You can't remove. You can't pardon. In that particular case, there was anyway. There was they could access another shofar, but they are, it's not so posh. It's not so posh at all. It's not so posh at all. V'chein im tzoich lesaken hashofar b'chaticha v'chadoyim. What you need to fix it a little bit. You need to fix it a little bit. The shofar, which is with the rabbanon, if it's with rabbanon, the also the atzam. You need not to do it himself. Afilu bechlisha and deichom lesaken. But even if it's not a regular tool, if you're using a different type of equipment, different tool, which is on the rabbanon, nevertheless, you're not allowed to do it. The loy have bezerak mishum shvus. Gam can also. If you're using a different type of tool, which is only a drabonon, not a regular tool, but an irregular tool would only be a drabonon, nevertheless, you're not allowed to do that. It's an issa. Yeah. Okay. Now, that's the halacha, and that's clear, and that's very straightforward. But now continues the Shulchan Aruch. Ve'ali dei eino Yehudi muta. Moedige chiddush. Says the Shulchan Aruch, that you know what, although normally an issa drabonon, you're not allowed to be oiva. You don't have to transgress an Isidra Bonon, but to ask a goy to do it for you, that you're allowed to. Now we know normally to ask a goy to do something for you on Shabbos and Yom Tov is also an Isidra Bonon. But you're allowed to ask a goy to do something which would be for me an Isidra Bonon, I'm allowed to ask him to do. Because that's considered to have a shvus to shvus, says the brackets, perish Isra Mirel and Yehudi. Now, to the issa of asking a goy to do a malacha for me, beisa deraisim shem shvus. If I ask a goy to do a malacha, that's considered a shvus. Shamu chazal lishpois mezamir le yudik beisa rabbanon shvus to shvus. If I ask a goy to do a misa deraisa, it lowers it into this rabbanon. But if I'm asking a goy to do something which is only a rabbanon, that becomes a double rabbanon, rabbanon, and then another rabbanon. V'moke mitzvah, and if it's for mitzvah purpose, like gozu chomim didn't forbid it. So over here, this is the concept over here of shvus, the shvus b'mokim mitzvah. For a mitzvah purpose, you're allowed, and this is a rule, this is a concept. For a mitzvah purpose, you're allowed to ask a goy to do something which for me would only be a medrabonon. So what will be an example over here? If the shofar is on top of the tree, so climbing up a tree on Yom Tov is medrabonon, if I can't do it, I'm not allowed to be over on Isidra Bonon to get that shofar. But I'm allowed to ask John, my neighbor, I can ask him, please, can you go up there, if he's happy to do that, if he's happy to do it. And please, can you go up and get the shofar for me? If he's happy to do it, then it would be a shvus to shvus, b'mokka mitzvah, for mitzvah purpose. Or another example would be, to go outside at home, if he's happy to schlep outside at home, it's only medrabanan. So if he's happy to go and get if a goy, I'm not allowed to do it in medrabanan. If I ask a goy to do it for me, it's a shvus to shvus. Shvus to shvus stam is not permitted. Shvus to shvus b'mokka mitzvah is permitted. Very good. I wanted to speak about that. But before we get... let's mention that now. What about electricity? Pardon? You don't... Now, good point. I'm so pleased I'm mentioning this because I forgot to mention it. A shvus to shvus, the poskim say that it's permitted b'mokka mitzvah even without remes. If something is permitted with shvus to shvus, then chachomim, that means, as the achronim are masbir, that it's not even, chachomim were not goyzer. And therefore, that's something people don't know. A shvus to shvus mokka mitzvah, you don't have to say it in a backward way. You don't have to say, isn't that shofar up there on that tree? Don't you think that shofar would be much nicer down here? You don't have to do all that. You can say, please pick it up for me. So shvus to shvus mokka mitzvah is permitted even without remes. Now, going to your shayla about electricity. We know there's a very big shayla about electricity. It's known as machlokes chaznish b'shloim zalman. So electricity is the rise of the rabbonon. The truth is, contrary to popular belief, it's not fluorescent. For instance, if the chaznish is maskim as the rabbonon. But but if you're taka making a circuit, then it's taka deraisa according to chaznish, and it's the rabbonon. If it doesn't heat up the element, then it's going to be the rabbonon according to b'shloim zalman. Now, the shaila is, if you're asking, are you allowed to ask a goy to do a, to make a circuit? B'mokka mitzvah.
The shofar is in a safe.
A safe, right. Okay. Or, let me give you another example. Another example is what the poskim speak about is, imagine you've got an zokain. That's a very interesting shayla. That a zokain, an elderly gentleman who is in the hospital, and he's on the 42nd floor, and tkiyas shofar is taking place in the 12th floor. Now, and this elderly gentleman, of course, wants to participate. He wants to join. He wants to listen to the tkiyas shofar. But he can't go all the stairs, or it's just impossible for him to go all those stairs. He can't. He can't make it. Would he be able to go in the mallet, in the elevator, in the lift, to go down all those floors? What would he be allowed to do? What would he not be allowed to do? So let's start with what is the most straightforward. What is he certainly allowed to do based on what we learned now? What is for sure permitted? Well, we actually need to address that point first, actually. Well, a goy. Are you allowed to ask a goy to press the buttons and take him down? Would you be allowed to ask a goy to do that? It's... What is it considered?
Tell him whether or not the lift will be derised or
derived. Right, that's exactly the point. If going on an elevator would be considered a derisa, then you have got a shvus of a derisa. You're asking a goy to do a derisa, but more mitzvah is no good. But if going down an elevator is considered a rabbonon, then it would be considered a shvus to shvus, but what commits which is permitted. Depending on electricity, is the rice of the abonon. So the emissary is that... No, there isn't. No. Correct. Yeah, correct. Correct, definitely. So shvus to shvus mokam mitzvah. So they might say with this particular shalit that many poskim are going to be matir. This particular shalit poskim are matir. They say that's considered shvus to shvus mokam mitzvah and it's going to be permitted. The truth is, whenever it comes to switching off, anyway, switching off electric circuits is anyway always okay, because I don't make things more. But switching something off is always a melachsh and tzichol gufa. Switching off, because when he's closing a circuit, it's always a melachsh and tzichol gufa, and therefore it's considered shvus to shvus anyway, b'moka mitzvah. And therefore, whenever it comes to that shaila, it's fine. But what about what would be the halacha if you were, for instance, to ask a what happens if there is a shayla as follows? You are in shul, and you are in shul, and there's no light in shul, and you want to ask somebody to switch the light on. You want to ask a goy to switch the light on. That you should be able to learn. Or much more common in previous generations, there was no light in shul. It was getting dark. And you wanted a goy to light candles for you to be able to daven and learn in shul. Candles, you're saying that candles the reiser and switching on light might be the rabbonon. Oh, so you're saying it depends on what kind of light it is. So it's very interesting that the halach is mamash like you are saying, that it depends mamash on that point. To, if you're asking, the Mishnah Berurah says elsewhere that to ask a goy to put a candle on for you to learn, which is definitely the reise, that would be considered the shvus over the reise, amir lenochi over the reise, b'mokha mitzvah. However great the mitzvah is, it's awesome. Shvus b'mokha mitzvah is also. You only need to have a shvus to shvus, a double issa, a double shvus, in order to double the abon in order to permit it. What about, and that's an interesting shayla, what about if it's not a shvus to shvus of amir lenochi? What would be if it's a double derabonon, not because of Amir Nochi, but because of something else? Lemoshel, if I were to ask, can you think of an example? If I were...
If he wanted a light off, which is a derabonon, and he wanted it with shinui, which is a
derabonon. Nah, very good. That's a very good example. You want to close the light of the... You want to close the light, which is derabonon. Close switching off the light is derabonon. And you want to do it b'shinui, with your left hand, with your left elbow, which is the shvus, and if you're doing it b'mokha mitzvah, whatever the scenario will be, whatever the scenario will be, that's considered mokha mitzvah. Would you be allowed to do that? Shvus to shvus, b'mokha mitzvah. You're switching off the light with your elbow, shvus to shvus, and it's for mitzvah purpose. You allowed to do that?
Yes.
even if it's Dabonon. Dabonon. A double Dabonon. Even if it's a mitzvah. Oh, I see. Good. We're going to learn the Mishnah Berurah. B'chodesh Tikkun Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Peivav. Answering your question. What do you think, Rabbi Yisai? If it's a double Dabonon, but not Amir Lenochi. Sounds okay? We don't, it's a good point, and some contemporary poskim want to go that way. Some contemporary poskim, there is a mashmos in Mishnah Berurah somewhere, but the consensus generally is not like that. There is a mashmos in Mishnah Berurah somewhere like that. That if are there two types of darbonons? There is the Megillah Sefer, Reb Shmuel Oyerbach, and the Orcha Shabbos, they want to go that malach, but it's not the pashtos, we don't go like that. I want to give you another example, very similar, just to make the question even clearer. Imagine you've got a child who wants to say, who never had a child, Yosem, who lost his parents, and he wants to say Kaddish. But he's too young, this is a real shaila this, he was too young to walk all the way to shul. He was too young. The question was, can somebody carry him to say Kaddish in shul? In an area where there is, which is just a kamles, it's not a proper Rishus Rabim Deraisa, it's not a proper public domain, it's a drabonon kamles, and to carry a child who can walk, who's not a baby, is only drabonon. So you've got a double drabonon over here. Carrying a child is only drabonon, and kamles, which is another drabonon, and it's certainly b'mokametzu because he can't say kaddish at home, he needs to go to shul to say kaddish. What do you think about that? Double drabonon for b'mokametzu, is that okay or not? And another case that you brought. What do you think? What do you think? You're allowed to? Yeah, that's generally the cases that we speak about, correct. So the halacha is as follows. Generally, the halacha is we only say Shvus Tishvok Mitzvah through Amir Lenochi. Generally, Amir Lenochi is the one. When we talk about Shavus to Shavus, it's Tafke through Amir Lenochi. And the Rishonim Masbir that the reason for that is because Amir Lenochi is a Shavus the less Bei Meiser. It's a very low level of an Issa because I'm not doing anything. I'm totally uninvolved. I'm just asking God to do something. He's doing something on my behalf. Yes, it's an Issa Dabon, but that's far less severe than me doing something with my left elbow or with me carrying a baby, which is a Dabonon, but a more severe Dabonon. So generally, when we speak about Shavus to Shavus Mokha Mitzvah, it has to be Dafke containing the Isra of the Drabonon of Amir Lenochi. But to be very, very honest, we do find a couple of sources that seem to explore the thought of Amir of Shavus to Shavus also through Maisa Yisrael. But generally, that's not the consensus of the postgame. And therefore, the case that you mentioned about the light of the closing it will Aloch Le Maisa be also. But there is another couple of Mishnah which we're going to see, but we're going to leave that for next time. Yeah.